When the president visited Madison as a candidate in February of 2008, he was riding a wave of Democratic presidential primary victories. Thousands of people, many of them students, waited in the cold to see the Illinois senator speak at the Madison Kohl Center. Evan Giesman was among them. He says the energy was insane.
Everything was just all Obama all the time. Everybody was just so enthusiastic about the primaries.
Giesman was a high school senior at the time. He went to college that fall and voted in his first presidential race that November. He's now the chair of the College Democrats of Madison and says the trick to getting young people motivated again is to educate them.
And once we lay out what's at stake if we don't elect more Democrats, re-elect Senator Feingold, elect Tom Barrett Governor, I think young people will see what's at stake and they'll get fired up.
UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says Democrats have to do a better job of mobilizing their own base of supporters if they want to fend off Republicans in November. But he says history shows they have their work cut out for them, especially among young people.
From presidential year to midterm, the number of voters nationwide falls off, but it also tends to fall off a bit more among younger voters and a bit less among older voters.
But Franklin says the president's supporters would point out that they bucked historical trends in 2008 when they got the normally elusive college vote to come out in big numbers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.